Well, things are heating up on the professional golf scene. Hi, I'm Bob Bubka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., or Mr. STL Golf Geek on Twitter. And by the way, a listener called in and wanted to know if you had to make a contribution to Mr. Musk on purchasing Twitter. You in on that deal?
No, I'm okay. I'm all right on that. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. Well, for you and me, our worlds have changed, you know.
Well, a guy puts up $44 billion.
Yeah, I mean, for a website.
For a website.
You got it.
What is this world coming to? Well,
I'm
let's,
not sure.
Yeah. Well, let's forget about that. Right now, guys, we have you in the grill room, and that's where we want you. There's still a lot of controversy around Greg Norman's LIV golf series, but it seems that it will actually be a real thing. We're going to get to that later in the podcast, but Jay, do you think it's a deal or a no deal?
We'll see. I'm going to hold back judgment. I shouldn't say I'm going to hold back judgment. I've got some judgment on Greg, if you will. I heard last week 25 players had committed, and we're going to talk about some of the numbers later. We'll see. It's something people are talking about. It's like the underbelly of golf now. Greg making the play to try and get in the British. I mean, you know, it's almost me like a last appeal for attention, but we'll get to that. Let's talk about attention on the PGA Tour, the Zurich Classic. It's an interesting event. I personally don't like it that much. I think the players that play well seemingly enjoy it because a lot of those guys are constantly on the leaderboard. And they just rip it up, Bob. I mean, the winning score, 29 under par.
Yeah, it sounds like you're Saturday social at your golf club.
I mean, it's just wild. And I don't know that, I mean, I'll be honest. I've watched almost every PGA Tour event since last year, this event. It just does nothing for me. And if it does something for the people listening or one or two of them out there listening, I don't mean anything by it. It just is not my kind of thing. They both get victories. Shoffley's been looking for one. He hadn't played that well this year. Cantley, you know, if he doesn't win, he's in the top 10. So I don't think it was a surprise that they won. Maybe the biggest surprise of the whole week was at 68 years of age, Jay Haas playing with his son, Billy, made the cut and got into the history books as the oldest tour player to make a cut. That had been the great Samuel Jackson Snead. And I know that it means a lot to Jay because of Jay's uncle, Bob Golby, his relationship with the great Snead. So way to go to the Haas boys.
Yeah, Jay Haas is as good as they come. I think the one startling piece of information that I got that one of the announcers, and I don't even know which one, but they said Fred Couples said that Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay on their flight down to Australia, they really bonded together during that flight. And now it looks like they're going to be partners forever in the upcoming President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. And I said, good golly, they bonded on a flight and now they're going to be partners. I didn't know they had a plane big enough that had a golf course on it that they could see how they play with one another.
Maybe it was just they liked the same music. Everything was groovy.
No. It's sometimes you just kind of shake your head at what goes on. But let me reiterate what you said about Jay Haas. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. The class of professional golfers, Jay Haas and his son Billy is right there. Good performance again by Billy Horschel. I'm going to go out on a limb. I really have gotten this sneaky feeling now. Billy Horschel, one of the three remaining majors, whether it's going to be at Southern Hills for the PGA or whether it's going to be at Brookline for the Open or St. Andrews for the Open Championship. I think Billy Horschel this year finally is going to get his first major. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Ton of confidence, you know, and he's in that window probably of the next 3 to 5 years, clearly his best shot. With each week closer, we're getting closer to the PGA. Two more events to go. This week they go south of the border to Mexico, and then next week in the heart of Dallas at the AT&T, Byron Nelson. But as I mentioned, Bob, Vallarta, Mexico, the Mexico Open at Vedanta, they've actually drawn a pretty good field.
Yeah, I like some of the names there. John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Gary Woodland, Kevin Na. Should be very, very competitive. Of course, all eyes are going to be on that PGA Championship. Both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson have registered. And I'm saying that word again, registered, yep, to play. Yep. That doesn't mean they're actually going to tee it up, but they made themselves eligible. If Jay Randolph had to hazard a guess at this juncture, Phil and Tiger both going to tee it up?
Yeah, I think so. I do think so, because if they're really going to go with this LIV thing, they need some publicity, and that'll get them so much publicity with him playing in the PGA Championship. And I guess because, you know, there's a lot of rumor and innuendo that Phil was asked, even though Fred Ridley said no, that is not correct, that Fred was kind of, I mean, that the Masters Tournament asked Phil to stay away. Fred Ridley denied it. I don't see the PGA of America telling their defending champion that it's not a good idea to play. So I think if he's kind of entered in a way, he'll be there. And I do think Tiger will be there as a former champion on that golf course. You know, it may be tougher for him as it relates to the walk, but it won't be like in August with the heat like it would have been traditionally. So I'd say 75% to 80% on Tiger and, you know, about the same on Phil.
Why don't we pair them together? Be the highest rated TV golf show in history.
I mean, is Phil going to come in cold? I mean, it looks like, yeah, he'll come in cold and not playing in any events. I mean, it's just weird. And you know, before we get to the even weirder, let's congratulate Dustin Johnson and his bride, Paulina Gretzky. They tied the knot over the weekend, the same day as Dustin's parents got married. He proposed in 2013. They had a nice long engagement of 9 years. So they got to know each other, have a kid or two, and they figured it was okay.
9 years. I had 3 marriages during that time.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, Bobby, it's all changed. And speaking of that, our grapevine tells us that 15, not 25, as I said earlier, as reported last week, we're down to 15 of the top 100 in the world ranking that have supposedly signed up to play in the first LI Golf Series event set for London the week before the United States Open. There will only be 48 players in the field. This is Norman's Tour, of course, as we've talked about. There are 7 events, plus a $50 million finale apparently set, Bob, for Trump Doral, as opposed to one of his other courses in Florida or somewhere else, Trump Doral.
And, of course, the PGA Tour took that tour stop away from Trump, yep, Doral and sent it down to Mexico. So I'm sure Sir Donald was happy to get that event back. I don't know. I just don't know what to think. I'm sure Robert Garrigues, he's ranked 1,053rd in the world. And
I'll be there.
Yeah, he said, I'll be there. Put up, yeah, that purse. I'm going to be there. You know, maybe, outside maybe the top 100, top 1,000. That's pretty unbelievable. By the way, as a bit of news, you know, if the players get a release, there's no tour penalty for playing. So why not maybe make some easy money by playing overseas? I don't know. You know, I mean, Jay Monahan has got his hands full.
Here's where it's going to get interesting, because the commissioner basically said, you play that tour, you're not going to be able to play our tour. So I don't know if this is case in point where these guys with the LIV thing and Norman are going to try and really do this because they've got the loot, because they got the money and they got Trump, but he's giving them golf courses and this and that, whatever. The question will become, at the end of the PGA Tour season, if they then announce that moving forward, I mean, it's going to be fascinating. And the sad thing is it can get legal. And, you know, all we want as golf fans is to see great golf. And if you don't think the last year, two, 3 years, and dating back forever, the PGA Tour has provided it, you're wrong. They have provided it and then some.
And I was just reminded by our executive producer, Jen, herself, that, you know, there's a big difference between asking for permission to play in an event if it's outside the United States. If it's inside, the tour takes a different look at it, and you know, those permission slips come out a little more difficult. But
and Bob, I thought maybe the number has grown to seven, but the number used to be four that they could ask for and get releases for. So it may have grown to seven because of that international season that we now see with the Australia deal in December, when pretty much the tour is not that active other than the Tiger event. I don't know. It's unfortunate, and it's unfortunate for some of the players, because it shouldn't take away from the quality of play we've been seeing out on the PGA Tour, Bob.
Well, it's rapidly becoming like a game of chess. The RNA announced shortly after the announced LIV affiliation with the Asian Tour that they would no longer offer a special exemption for the Asian Order of Merit winner to get into the Open Championship. So it's you do this, I'm going to do that. In the end, golf fans will be the losers. All we want as fans is to see more golf and probably a heck of a lot less politics.
Well, I think the thing to go back on is what I said and what you know so well, because you were out there week to week. You knew the people behind the scenes. You knew the Mark Russells. You knew the people that were making the PGA Tour work and go forward. And look at what Beamon did. Look at what Fincham did. Look at the growth. And yes, it's because of people like Palmer, Nicklaus, Woods. But you got to have a guiding light. That's what they made the decision on doing. And the people that have done that have continually made more money for the player. And Bob, you know as well as anybody, I'm not a tour guy. I'm not, you know, some tour apologist. I think they do a lot of things wrong. But I think they've also done a ton right. And to think that Greg Norman is going to pull off some deal where there's going to be a tour to rival the PGA Tour, to me, is nonsense. And I just, I think it's a farce. And I think that players better be real careful when signing up and taking that step. Now, I could be wrong. It could become the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I just don't see it. And maybe that's partly because I'm too much of a traditionalist than a historian.
It's got about as much chance at achieving that level as Jay Randolph does as coming up with $44 million to buy the next toy available on the internet. So I'm not going to worry about it too much.
That's it for this week. As usual, we'll be back next week to put a wrap on Mexico, the Mexico Open preview, the AT&T Byron Nelson. We'll look at what's coming up at Southern Hills right here on The Grill Room. Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.